morning. Welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Friday, September 23rd, 2016, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And a wild ride it is. It just doesn't seem to let up, does it? I am your host, Chris Hinckley. We are all road warriors, those who would esteem themselves to be, and feel free to dive into the chat area at roadwarriorradio.chattango.com. Always interesting discussion happening there. I want to just kind of touch on a few things. We'll start with what's on the Road Warrior Radio Facebook page today and just kind of go from there and talk about some current events. But I've touched recently on what I would categorize as the general schizophrenia that plagues America. We are kind of inculcated from a very early age and encouraged to adopt a thought model of what I would call cognitive dissonance. It is a way of entertaining competing thoughts. And when that happens, then those slogans, those ambiguous slogans we see in big multinational corporations and politics and so forth, like Hillary Clinton's Stronger Together, it's duplicitous. It's ambiguous. What does it mean? And you see that everywhere around you, every day, in corporate slogans as well. A way of maintaining duplicity and ambiguity so that they can have you gravitate toward one thing or one concept in your own mind while maintaining an entirely different concept or ideology at the same time, if that makes sense. And if that wasn't the case, then why not just be straightforward and unequivocal, or disambiguate in Google terms? Google has a concept called disambiguation, trying to eliminate the ambiguity from the web. So it's interesting, corporate America, multinational corporations, and what I would call the fascist cabal tries to maintain an ambiguity and duplicity, all the while trying to get you to disambiguate as much as possible. Interesting. That's definitely a double standard. So let's look at some of the information to start today's broadcast. Let's look at some of the information that's on the Road Warrior Radio Facebook page today. Just kind of run down what's on there. The Politico article: House panel votes to hold Clinton tech aide Brian Pagliano in contempt. Mr. Pagliano is defending a critical principle of individual liberty and the constitutional right of a private citizen to resist partisan political forces. That's an interesting spin, isn't it? Interesting that he's being vilified. That's the way that they're spinning and construing what he's doing, and vilifying what is purportedly a constitutional right of individual liberty, or individual liberty and the constitutional right of a private partisan, a private citizen to resist partisan political forces. If it's a constitutional right, that's the first problem, because we've gone through this before. One of the greatest misnomers in our contemporary lexicon in America is constitutional right. That phrase should be expunged from our language. Or if we're going to use it, we should put it up in lights and make a bright, bold example of it, because that is an erroneous phrase. If there are constitutional rights, you don't want any. The Declaration of Independence states that we hold these truths to be self-evident. In other words, these are some things that we all generally agree on, that all men are created equal. People will say, well, you know, we've had a funny way of demonstrating that over the years, haven't we? Yes, we have, but you know what? We can do better. So let's learn and do better. Don't we hold these truths to be self-evident? Don't we agree that all men are created equal? Well, then why don't we move toward that? Why don't we strive to hold fast to that ideological truth? So we hold these truths to be self-evident. In other words, these are some things we all generally agree on if we're American. That all men are created equal. That they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. Certain, as in including, that among these, including but not limited to, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Property should have been in there, but because it was a central tenet to the discussion of freedom, personal freedom, individual liberty. And I've mentioned James Otis recently, who is a very little known figure, but who was very instrumental in galvanizing the sentiment of the day of individual liberty and personal freedom. And I tried to illustrate that in my coverage of James Otis and what he did in the minds of folks like John Adams. Adams, of course, as I mentioned previously, recounting the speech in 1861, the rousing oration of nearly 5 hours, between 4 and 5 hours, of James Otis in defense of the 53 Boston merchants against the British writs of assistance, which were just basically blanket search warrants that were transferable and assignable and all kinds of other nonsense. So Otis argued unsuccessfully in defense of the Boston merchants and took the case pro bono, as I mentioned when I covered that. And though he was unsuccessful in his attempts to defend the 53 Boston merchants, he nonetheless galvanized that spirit and that sentiment of the day in that speech in 1861, so much so that John Adams recounted the speech in a letter 60 plus years later, which is, I mean, that's just remarkable. So property was important, but the Declaration of Independence, again, says we hold these truths to be self-evident. In other words, these are some things we generally agree on. That all men are created equal. They are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. That among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And so one of the things that we hold self-evident, in other words, it's something that we just all generally agree upon, is that all men are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. And so, when we get to this issue of constitutional rights, when you hear the phrase constitutional rights, you should immediately think, I would say, of at least two things. First, quickly, perhaps the 14th Amendment and the entry into the administrative state, which is an entirely different animal. The Constitution provides for three duly constituted branches: the legislative, executive, and judicial. Congress, back in 1946, formalized the administrative fourth branch as indicated by Senator McCarran on the Senate floor, as I mentioned a number of times, a great number of times on the Senate floor in 1946. Senator McCarran said on the Senate floor, "We have set up a fourth order in the tripartite plan of government, which was initiated by the founding fathers of our democracy." Beware of that word, democracy. They set up the executive, the legislative, and judicial branches. But since that time, we have set up a fourth dimension, if I may so term it, which is now popularly known as administrative in nature. So we have the legislative, the executive, the judicial, and the administrative, he said. And he went on to clarify. He said, it deals with that at the he mentioned that Senate Bill 7 is a bill which became the Administrative Procedure Act, is a bill of rights, speaking of rights, bill of rights for the hundreds of thousands of Americans whose affairs are controlled in one way or another by agencies of the federal government. And he said, it deals with that which at the opening of my statement I described as the fourth dimension or fourth branch of our democracy. In other words, by the Constitution, the executive, legislative, and judicial branches of our government were set up. But now we have a fourth branch, the administrative form of our government. So McCarran openly admitted that Congress had formalized this fourth branch, which would consolidate powers and functions to itself arbitrarily in either the same body or even the same people, as R.J. Pastrito pointed out in his brilliant piece over at the Heritage Foundation, the birth of the administrative state, where it came from, and what it means for limited government. That out. It's a fantastic read. Anyway, the subject of constitutional rights, folks thinking about the 14th Amendment branch malfeasance, and then that peculiar phrase, when the state creates rights in individuals against itself. See, you either have these, what we generally agree upon, again, we hold these truths to be self-evident here in America. This is part of the social contract, that all men are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. Either you have those that are issued from your creator, or you have state privileges and licenses. So when the state creates rights, which is a bizarre phrase, it's really oxymoronic, the state cannot issue anything. When the state creates rights, it can't create anything either. But the phrase that dates back to Farmers and Mechanics Bank versus Deering back in 1875, a phrase that was cited by Justice Brandeis in the landmark case United States versus Babcock back in 1919, in which Brandeis prefaced the breakdown of the phrase with the words, "These general rules are well settled." So when that phrase is used, and the next words that he speaks or uses are a derivation of this phrase, then what he is saying in essence is there is no disputing this. This is common knowledge. And that was nearly 100 years ago in 1919. So the peculiar phrase, when the state creates rights in individuals against itself, it is not bound to provide a remedy in the courts, and it may withhold all remedy, or it may provide an administrative remedy and make it exclusive, however mistaken its exercise. That's what you get with constitutional rights. In other words, rights somehow issued through men. Versus, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. Sure, there are rules to abide by in the social contract. That's a different matter. When we start talking about rights, when the state creates rights in individuals against itself, that peculiar phrase, then we start to run into malfeasance. Who decides? And that becomes arbitrary. from one man to another. And then, of course, you have the arbitrary confiscation of rights and liberty and freedom and so forth. And usually there's intrigue and deception involved. But I digress. Stick around. We'll be right back. We'll stick to current events and what's on the Road Warrior Radio Facebook page when we come back. Stick around. Right back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So back to the story. Again, this is posted on the Road Warrior Radio Facebook page from yesterday. House panel votes to hold Clinton tech aide Brian Pagliano in contempt. And this is a Politico story. But hopefully in the first segment I did a sufficient job of laying the groundwork to make ample illustration of this point. So from the story, a House panel voted Thursday to hold Brian Pagliano, a former technology aide to Hillary Clinton, in contempt of Congress for refusing to testify about the private email setup Clinton used as Secretary of State. The House Oversight and Government Reform Committee voted 19 to 15 along party lines to send a contempt resolution to the full House. The move against Pagliano took place despite repeated warnings from his attorney that the showdown was fruitless since the computer specialist would assert his Fifth Amendment rights. See that? Fifth Amendment rights. What constitutional rights? In response to any questions that would be put to him. Subpoenas are not optional, panel chairman Representative Jason Chaffetz of Utah said after Pagliano failed to show up at the second committee hearing he was formally called to in the past 2 weeks. Mr. Pagliano is a crucial fact witness in this committee's investigation. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's of a private email server to conduct government business. So, and there's some there's some divisiveness and balkanization along what are known as party lines, as you heard throughout the story as well. So there's an element of divisiveness to the story and kind of misdirection, really, on that note. But the point of this story is, can you see the inversion of reality? Because as it is spun, Mr. Pagliano is defending a critical principle of individual liberty and the constitutional right, constitutional, you know, some of the phrases that were used in the story, quote, we cannot have people come here and deny the right under the Constitution for us to question them. They may not want to answer and they may have that right under the Constitution, John Micah of Florida said. If you continue that, you destroy the whole basis of our government. That's an interesting statement. But as I said, another phrase that was used, Mr. Pagliano is defending a critical principle of individual liberty and the constitutional right of a private citizen to resist partisan political forces. This is an inversion of the spirit of our foundational constitutional constructs. That what is erroneously referred to as constitutional right, it is actually, as I pointed out in the first segment, it is presumed to be and presumably the God-given inalienable right not to incriminate oneself that does not issue from the Constitution. Therefore, it is an error to call it a constitutional right. It is not granted. Remember, the Constitution does not grant rights to people. It grants powers to government. The Bill of Rights, the original first 10 amendments to the Constitution, enumerate God-given inalienable rights. They do not grant rights. For example, the Second Amendment. What does it say? A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people, the God-given, inherent, inalienable right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. It does not grant the right. It presumes the right by its very language. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A two-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bottom of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, this Friday, September 23rd, 2016. And just kind of walking through some of the recent stories on Road Warrior Radio, the Road Warrior Radio Facebook page. So we're focusing right now on the Politico story published yesterday. And the headline, House panel votes to hold Clinton tech aide Brian Pagliano in contempt. But in simple terms, here's the point. Mr. Pagliano, the story says, is defending a critical principle of individual liberty and the constitutional right of a private citizen to resist partisan political forces. And that sounds cute. Listen, that sounds cute, but it's spin. If we look closer, what's happening? Mr. Pagliano, it says, is defending a critical principle of individual liberty and the constitutional right. It's not a constitutional right. The constitutionally enumerated right would be the correct way to say that if you're going to couch it that way. Constitutionally enumerated right of a private citizen to resist partisan political forces. But Mr. Pagliano was a tech aide, as the story points out, to Hillary Clinton, Secretary of State. And as such, in his public capacity, he does not maintain that right. So the inversion is this. Sneaky public serpents, as Bill in Idaho used to say, and you are very missed, Bill. Sneaky public serpents attempt to invert the foundational premise of your constitutional constructs. That we all are safe and secure in our persons, papers, effects, in our private capacity, not in our public capacity or our capacity as a public servant. Or public serpent, as Bill in Idaho used to say. How could we possibly maintain any level of accountability if that were the case? If Mr. Pagliano, in his public capacity as an aide to Hillary Clinton, could somehow invoke his right not to incriminate himself, how do we maintain accountability? That's ridiculous. It's absurd. So it's an inversion. So what's happening here, as usual or as is typical, is a subtle inversion of reality and an inversion of the constitutional constructs of the protection of the individual in his or her private capacity. But that's not the case for the public servant, or those in their public capacity, if that makes sense. That's a completely different set of rules. You are accountable because, again, back to the Declaration of Independence, what does it say? Of those truths we hold to be self-evident, the rights, all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these, in other words, including but not limited to, are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, again, this is one of the things that we just agree as generally accepted in America, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. And that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, see, there is accountability there. Jefferson in the Kentucky Resolutions had very strong language to that end. And we are encouraged to lose sight of this. This is abrogated, occluded, and obfuscated in our history these days. Since the turn of the 20th century, mainly, and the public serpents are unaccountable to anyone, beholden to no one. That is backwards. Jefferson in the Kentucky resolutions had strong language, like I said. And, for example, he said it would be a dangerous delusion. He wrote in the Kentucky resolutions, it would be a dangerous delusion were our confidence in the men of our choice to silence our fears for the safety of our rights in our private capacity. That confidence is everywhere the parent of despotism. Free government is founded in jealousy and not confidence. It is jealousy and not confidence which prescribes limited constitutions to bind down whom? To bind down those whom we are obliged to trust with power. That's whom? Those. It is jealousy and not confidence which prescribes limited constitutions to bind down who? The ordinary citizen, the common man? No. Those whom we are obliged to trust with power, including Hillary Clinton and her staffers and her aides and our honest advocate of confidence, read the Alien and Sedition Acts, that's an interesting point, and say if the Constitution has not been wise in fixing limits to the government it created, and whether we should be wise in destroying those limits. Let him say what the government is, if it be not a tyranny, which the men of our choice have conferred on the president, and the president of our choice has assented to and accepted, over the friendly strangers to whom the mild spirit of our country and its laws had pledged hospitality and protection. The men of our choice have more respected the bare suspicions of the president than the solid rights of innocence, the claims of justification, the sacred force of truth, and the forms and substance of law and justice. In questions of power, then, let no more be heard of confidence in man, but bind him down from mischief by the chains of the Constitution. But again, whom? Bind whom down? Bind down whom? Those whom Jefferson wrote were, we are obliged to trust with power. That's whom. So, in this story, we see that inversion. Hopefully that is abundantly clear, and I will move on, but I think, if we had the spirit of rugged individualism, if we had the spirit of America, I would say, running, coursing through our veins as we should, we would be outraged, every one of us as Americans, regardless of what contrived lines would be demarcated or attempted. Whatever race, religion, color, and creed, so to speak. We played earlier this year Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech. Remember that? Said he had a dream. We will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together. No. That's true. Be able to sing with new meaning. My country tis in me. Sweet fathers died, land of the pilgrims' pride. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. And he closed by saying, and when this happens, and when we allow freedom to ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, free at last, thank God Almighty, we're free at last. See, if we had that spirit coursing through our veins as Americans, then we would be outraged at the story in Politico that seeks to, as always, maybe Josh Gerstein, the author, is just deeply inculcated into the collectivist model. Most people are, and I couldn't fault him for that because it's very difficult to break free from it. You have to do a considerable amount of introspective homework to break out of that mold. It's very effective. So it's very difficult to fault anyone for it who suffers from it and by it. However, as a journalist, Josh Gerstein has a greater responsibility. And speaking of that responsibility, as I said, in his public capacity, like Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, Brian Pagliano has or had a fiduciary responsibility to the American public to disclose, especially when Congress asks him. He is not being asked in his private capacity. He's being subpoenaed and questioned in his public capacity. Therefore, he has a fiduciary responsibility and obligation to respond and disclose. He doesn't have a private capacity. There is none in that context. It ceases to exist when he becomes an aide. Fiduciary responsibility and obligation involving trust, especially with regard to the relationship between a trustee and a beneficiary. In other words, his obligation is to the American people. Again, Jefferson's words from the Kentucky Resolutions come to mind. But we see this inversion taking place. We should be outraged as Americans, everyone, regardless of race, religion, color, creed, all of that. We're Americans. And as such, we read the Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident. And therefore, when those truths are distorted and abrogated or occluded or obfuscated, that should draw our attention and our ire, particularly if it's done intentionally. So we should be asking. Everyone should. Hopefully, it's not intentional, but I digress. So moving on, it's interesting, just some quick kind of anecdotal stories that you'll find on the Road Warrior Radio Facebook page. The Allure.com story, new study shows you might be better off without your Fitbit. Study finds Fitbit might impede weight loss. Imagine that. Just get out and walk, be active, and leave the technocrats at home, or actually leave them all together. The technocrats wanting to, you know, treat everyone like herd cattle and query the data. There's just too much. We live in a heartless, soulless, technocratic dictatorship these days. People don't even realize it. Nobody understands that we're actually playing right into it. Again, because of this psychological inurement and psychological injury that we suffer from. Too much data, too much information. And what makes the experts, the self-proclaimed experts, experts anyway? As they practice everything. From science to medicine to everything else. Enough practicing. Be your own expert. I've been saying that for years. Stabilize yourself, become your own expert, and stop the nonsense. Next story, UN news from UN.org. At UN, global leaders commit to act on antimicrobial resistance. And that's a scary story. More malfeasance in store there. Meeting at the United Nations yesterday, world leaders signaled an unprecedented level of attention to curb the spreading of infections that are resistant to antimicrobial medicines. Speaking at the meeting, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, who is an old-school bad guy extraordinaire, I would say, said antimicrobial resistance poses, quote, a fundamental long-term threat to human health, sustainable food production, and development. You go back and you look at the creation of the United Nations as an organization, the donation of the grant of the land by the Rockefeller family and so forth. You know, the failed League of Nations didn't work because people had their heads screwed on somewhat straight. And then you fast forward. Draw people in enough and coordinate and consolidate consensus enough in the League of Nations to draw people along. But what's happening now, and you can see it in stories like this, you can see it in the Netflix has a documentary, The White Helmets, something like that. Only the White Helmets can save us. Only the UN can save us. We have these global problems, climate change, all of these global problems. See, we're being encouraged to believe. And, you know, you hear the sound bites on the radio. Be a global citizen. You can learn how to be a global. I don't want to be a global citizen. I just want to be left alone. Just leave me alone. And you can feel the pull, can't you, in these sound bites when you get tugged? You get the gentle, subtle, implicit tug in there. There are strings attached. There can't be a tug without a string attached. That gentle pull has a string attached, obviously. And so what are the strings attached? Attached to what? Why do I need to be a global citizen? Wouldn't it be better if we, instead of having someone tell us how to behave, wouldn't it be better if we all just thought and we were considerate, kind and considerate of one another, and we behaved ourselves accordingly? Wouldn't that be better? Stands to reason, at least in my mind. But I digress. Again, stick around. We'll be right back for the final segment of the first hour right after this short break.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in an arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, is an order. Find online selections of tactical optics available. EOTech. Position with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. Air Outfit.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special. But I'm a creep.
All right, welcome back. Final segment of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. So again, America under threat, under attack in particular, and of course every country, every nation, every people around the world, you know, we're encouraged to believe that we're all part of one big global family, and also we have these global threats that we face, and only the white helmets, the blue helmets, the UN can save us. But really that's not true, and that's something that has been in the works for quite some time. Obviously, this is an agenda that has unified and galvanized its support and action, particularly since the late 19th century. And one of the best illustrations of that is Carol Quigley's book, The Anglo-American Establishment. And as I always mention whenever I bring up the Anglo-American establishment, it's interesting. The cover of the book has the American flag upside down and backwards inset in the British Union. Why is that? Are they both upside down and backwards? Probably. But why is the American flag upside down and backwards in particular? Was the artist confused? Did it go to print erroneously? Those are rhetorical questions. The book description should give us all the information we need as far as that's concerned. Upside down is historically a distress signal. Backwards is historically a signal of invasion or subversion, infiltration. And I would suggest that's why the patch that the military and now law enforcement and others are wearing has the Union on the wrong side. This notion, this goofy notion of the advancing flag is ridiculous. Is that, I mean, think about just the aggression and the hostility. I don't know if you've talked to anybody that wants to defend that goofy notion, but it's frightening to me, quite frankly, to listen to these people, these hostile, angry, militant people that talk about people they've never met and don't understand halfway around the world. Well, you know, we got to get them before they get us. Who are they? Do you know anything about them, really, that hasn't been fed to you, pumped into you? No, you know nothing. And so my people perish for lack of knowledge, don't they? Rush off to die on our swords because The Ministry of Truth has told you this is the way it is. How foolish. How sad. Anyway, the Anglo-American Establishment book description on Amazon.com says Quigley exposes the secret societies established in London. Quigley explains how these men worked in union to begin their society to control the world. Imagine that. Stick around, second hour coming up right after this short break.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.